weather? Is that something that, you know, you like, dislike, happy that it's finally gotten nice out here?
I'm not really focused on the weather. I mean, I'm just focused on ball.
Can you play different positions on that O-line?
I'm trusting the coaches to put me at the best spot that fits me. And, I mean, I'm going with it and working each and every day.
What do you think the best spot is for you?
Whatever the coaches think the best spot is for me.
Okay. We were talking to Trey Jackson, and he was mentioning you guys are roommates in this process. How does that help you just to have a guy that plays the same position, coming into the situation, you know, at the same time, to lean on him, you know, not just when you're here, but also in a roommate situation?
Oh, well, yeah, we're roommates. We're focused on just trying to get better each and every day, come out here and, you know, just trying to pick out one thing and get better at that each day.
And did you know Trey at all prior to coming here?
I did.
How did you meet him initially? How did you guys meet?
We met, you know, around the way, just, you know, getting to know each other.
Like, was that in college or was it in the pre-draft process?
Just the process.
The process? And what have you come to know about him? Like, what do you like about him? What type of guy is he?
I mean, we're both working. We're just all working.
Did you guys work together in the Senior Bowl quite a bit? What did that experience as well?
Oh, yeah. Senior Bowl, you know, we took the same attitude, just, you know, trying to get better each and every day, just to get to this position now.
How would you describe that experience for you? Because Phil Savage told me that from the start of the week to the end of the week, probably nobody improved more than you in that time in Mobile. How much did that help you?
I'm not really sure. I mean, not really focused on that right now. I mean, I'm here now, and I'm just trying to focus on being a Patriot.
The scouting report on you says that you have a mean streak. How does that mean streak help you in football?
I'm not really focused on that as well. I mean, you know, the coaches know what I can do, and, you know, I'm putting all my trust in them and going out there and working each and every day.
Making the jump from college football to professional football, is there like a curiosity? Are you curious about what it's going to be like, how different it's going to be, or has it felt different at all?
No. I mean, all the guys, you know, told me that it's you're going to have to work, and I know that nothing's given, so just the same mindset, just coming in and working.
Playing in a run dominant offense like you did at Georgia Tech, did you do any individual work after your college career was over to try to prepare for the pass protection you'd have to do as a professional?
No, I mean, you know, just the hard work all comes to an end, you know, all comes to a point. And I mean, I'm here now, so that's the same thing. I'm doing the same thing each and every day.
Have you thought about protecting one of, if not the best quarterback in the NFL? And have you talked to Brady yet?
I'm thinking about protecting all the quarterbacks. It doesn't matter who's in. I mean, I'm just trying to get better each and every day and get the job done.
Have you got a chance to meet Tom?
I have.
And what do you say to you?
I'm just focused on now.
What surprised you so far? Anything surprised you?
Nothing.
Is it overwhelming at all, Shaq, the amount of information you guys get as rookies coming in?
We knew coming in it was going to be a heavy workload, and we're all just trying to get better and take all that in and, you know, compete right away.
What's Coach Gooch been like?
Very helpful.
Any similarities between him and any of the coaches maybe you had in college? I don't know. We don't get a chance to talk to him all that much, so I'm wondering what, you know, your first impression of him was. Is he hard on you guys? Is he a teacher?
Just very helpful coach. Yeah. I mean, just trying to get me better, each and every day. And I'm buying all in to him. So
how much does it help having Trey Jackson, you know, not only on the team, another rookie, but living with you in that situation?
That's not really a big deal to me. You know, we're both coming in, working, and, you know, just trying to compete and get better each day.
You guys able to learn kind of together and help each other with the playbook?
Yeah,
definitely. Is that helpful?
It is.
Has he stumped you at all? He said you guys kind of quiz each other back and forth on the playbook.
Right.
Yeah, has he gotten you on any yet?
We both just throw random things at each other, and, you know, and that goes into getting into the playbook and learning it all. So that's how that goes.
How about the veteran players here? How helpful have your teammates been?
They all give the same information, you know, knowing that you got to work coming in, nothing's given, and they're working as well, just trying to, you know, reach a common goal.
About working with Coach Belichick, I apologize if anybody's asked you about that already yet, but what's it been like working with him? Somebody I'm sure you've probably seen from afar for a while and interacted with, obviously, you know, calling you during the draft and things like that, but what's he been like out on the field?
Very helpful. I mean, you know, buying into him and just trying to learn the Patriot way each and every day.
What's demanding?
You too.
Has he been demanding?
No, I mean, just learning each and every day.
Seems like, you know, it doesn't matter where you were drafted, or even if you were undrafted, you have a chance to earn playing time based on what you do in practice. So what's it like being in a situation where you can come here your first year in the NFL and potentially, you know, get some playing time and potentially even win a starting job?
I'm not focused on that at all. I mean, I just got here. I'm just trying to learn each and every day, trying to learn as much as possible, trying to take in just as much each and every day.
What do you remember about working out with Dante Scarnecchia, former line coach here? He was out in the pro day. Did that experience, did he give any advice for any experience, or what are your thoughts about working out with him?
It was a great workout. I mean, learned a lot from him, and I mean, just worked that day, and I mean, still working now.
What's been the biggest challenge for you so far as a professional?
Hasn't been. I mean, I'm just here, I'm just trying to get better each and every day, just trying to learn as much as possible.
Is it information overload?
No, I mean, playbook, you know, everything, just trying to get better, get learning better each and every day.
Is there a definite feeling that, you know, college is over, your real job has begun, Georgia Tech is over, you're here to work for the Patriots? Is that feeling set in yet?
Right, definitely. I mean, that's what I'm here to do. I mean, I'm here to work, here to get better.
What's it been like working with the other offensive linemen, and what have you been learning in the room, as they say?
It's been great. I mean, we're all just trying to get better. Those guys are trying to get better just as well as me, and I mean, that's all it is trying to get better and reach a common goal.
Any of your veteran teammates talk at all about last season? Obviously, they accomplished their goal in a Super Bowl last year. Did they reference that at all and say, hey, this is what we did last year?
None at all. I've not heard one talk about Super Bowl since I've been here. I mean, all the guys are just focused on this season and, you know, trying to get better each and every day.
What about advice from your college coach, Paul Johnson? He's known Bill for a while, going back to his 80s and 80s. Give me any kind of advice for coming in here and won't be at home?
He definitely did. Just told me to work each and every day, and nothing's given. And, I mean, I'm translating that. Just trying to get better.
Jamea Thomas came in here for a brief time last year, former Georgia Tech player. Do you have a chance at all to talk to him?
I haven't. I mean, I haven't talked to him at all. I mean, I'm just focused on now.
After getting drafted, I'm guessing that you already knew guys in the league. Did you reach out to anybody to say, hey, what do I need to learn or need to do, or what can I do to prepare myself for this?
I didn't.
No?
I didn't.
Okay. Any time off the field to kind of explore New England, your new home, anything like that?
Not at all. I mean, I'm focused on being here. I mean, I'm here as much as I can be and just trying to get better.
What impresses you about the playbook that you've been studying? What impresses you the most? How big it is, how complex it is compared to college? Anything stick out about the learning process?
Well, I mean, nothing sticks out. I mean, just trying to get better.
How's the food?
I'm not focused on that at all. I'm not focused on that one bit.